This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 10th. Well, folks, we had the CPI come out, and it was up 0.4% in April. And that was in line with expectations, and it's up 4.9% in the past 12 months. And that's a deceleration. But the important thing was the details. This thing called owner's equivalent rent, which is the housing costs, basically only rose 0.4% in April, down from 0.6% in March, down from 0.8% in February. So the bottom line is the lower housing costs and easing rental costs in some markets are finally showing up in the CPI data. So that was very welcome. But there was another little silver lining, which was service prices, excluding energy and housing costs, only rose 0.1%. So it was the details in the CPI that got everybody excited, okay? The core CPI was up 0.4%. It's up 5.5% in the past 12 months. So it doesn't look quite as good as everything else. But finally, some of the key components of inflation that we wanted to see crack are cracking. Now, tomorrow we're going to have the producer price index. That has been down in the past 2 months. And the big development there in March was that service costs fell 0.3%. Service costs had been stubbornly high before. So if we get a good PPI, then we definitely have evidence that inflation is cooling off. So so far, so good, okay? And that's that. Now, we're largely at the end of earnings season. It's been a remarkably positive earnings season. You know, sales have come in 2.5% higher than estimates. Earnings are well above 7% above estimates. And earnings are accelerating, okay? So we're not in a recession, okay? I realize some industries might be in a recession, but we're not. So that's very, very positive. And, you know, the big surprise, I guess, when we look back on the quarter was just how strong some of the big energy stocks have been and all the cash they're holding and all the speculation what they're going to do with that cash. Are they going to continue to pay high dividends? Are they going to buy their stock back? Are they going to start buying each other? So that's very, very interesting. So I remain very encouraged by that. You know, after every earnings season, some pruning is required. And any stocks that have analyst cuts or the analysts are less excited about, I'll probably be trimming. And I like to sell them the strength. But, you know, I'm encouraged with the tone here, okay? The market is going to broaden out a bit, okay, and that's that. Now, clearly the leaders have been tech, okay. NVIDIA has not announced yet. We don't expect positive sales growth in NVIDIA, but the analysts have revised estimates higher. What's really going on is because of the buzz over AI, the cloud computing centers are gearing up and NVIDIA's chips are increasingly being used. So it'll be very interesting to see what NVIDIA's guidance will be. But after NVIDIA, we're done. And then we can just step back and reassess the situation. And then, again, continue to fine-tune our portfolios and load up on stocks that are benefiting from positive analyst revisions. So that's it. I just will update the podcast tomorrow after the producer price index. But we do have a positive tone to this market, hopefully we'll continue to meander higher. I like the fact that Treasury bond yields are trying to go a bit lower right now. That, of course, will eventually put pressure on the Fed to cut, but I personally don't expect the Fed to cut till maybe November or later. Oh, and on the deficit ceiling, I guess they're going to meet some more. We didn't have any progress yesterday, but, you know, the House did pass a bill to raise the deficit ceiling, but then they put in $160 billion in cuts. And, of course, Joe Biden doesn't want to sign that. But right now, Speaker McCarthy is happy to modify that. Obviously, there'll be some negotiations. So I think Speaker McCarthy has the leverage at this moment because everything that is supposed to go through the House. So it'll be interesting to see who blinks first, but I'm anticipating that they will raise the deficit ceiling. You know, worst case, you'll have a partial government shutdown, which they've done in the past, but election year's coming up, and that's a good way to alienate a lot of people. So hopefully both sides will avoid that issue. So that's it. Hang in there, folks. I know the markets have been very confusing to a lot of folks, especially since the leadership is actually been led by short covering, because Meta's the big leader in the tech stocks, and that was short covering. And so it's important that earnings reassert themselves, which they have, and it's important that earnings lead the overall market. So I feel really good where we are, and I'm just going to let the analysts start to upgrade our stocks and continue to create some buying pressure under the surface. So that's it. Again, I'll talk to you tomorrow after the producer price index report. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.